Careless People, A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism. By Sarah Wynne Williams. Core Thesis. In 2011, former New Zealand diplomat Sarah Wynne Williams joined the company then known as Facebook, working in the policy department under Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. She rose to become Global Director of Public Policy before being terminated in 2017. The title Careless People is borrowed from The Great Gatsby. They were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness. This is an internal memoir about how idealism gets twisted into an instrument of power, documenting what happens when unchecked power and corrupt corporate culture dominate. After its 2025 publication, Meta attempted to suppress promotion through a legal injunction, which backfired spectacularly and ignited global attention. Viewpoint 1, Sandberg's Performance Bubble. The most controversial content is Wynne Williams's portrayal of Sheryl Sandberg. Sandberg published Lean In, advocating that women push for fair treatment in the workplace, but Wynne Williams observed a starkly different reality. Sandberg lived in a performance bubble. She had a staff of Filipino domestic workers and assistants, and the company's provision of various services to employees was essentially a way to make the office their entire life. During a 12-hour private jet flight, Sandberg wore pajamas and slept on the plane's only bed, then asked the pregnant Wynne Williams to join her. Wynne Williams declined. I could tell she was not pleased. During contractions before childbirth, she received a message from Sandberg demanding she draft talking points for an impromptu trip to Davos to meet the Brazilian president. Viewpoint 2, the loss of technological control, growth appetite devours everything. Loss of technological control is another core theme. Wynne Williams witnessed the full process, how the desire for growth at all costs gradually became a beast that devoured company leadership. Facebook transformed from an idealistic project to connect the world into a machine that continuously broke boundaries for user growth and advertising revenue. The book documents the company's systemic failures in content moderation, privacy protection, and political manipulation, not because employees did not care, but because the directive for growth overrode everything else. When a company with billions of users places growth above safety, the consequences are global. Viewpoint 3, the plight of the working mother. A significant portion of the book addresses the challenges and humiliations the author faced as a working mother. This is not personal complaint but a systematic critique of the tech industry's work as life culture. The company provides various perks, free meals, laundry service, gyms, ostensibly to care for employees but actually to ensure they never leave the office. For women with families, this culture is especially brutal. Sandberg promoted leaning in while being particularly harsh toward her female subordinates, a contradiction that deeply disappointed Wynne Williams. The book reveals not just personal behavior issues but the tech industry's systematic negation of work-life balance. Viewpoint 4, From Idealism to Complicity to Rupture. Wynne Williams's journey, from idealism to complicity to rupture, is about institutional drift as much as personal ethics. She initially joined Facebook believing in the mission of connecting the world. During her years in the policy department, she watched ideals erode step by step under the pressure of power and profit. She defended the company's policies, participated in decisions she later regretted, until she could no longer endure it. This transformation from insider to whistleblower was not a sudden awakening but the inevitable eruption of accumulated small compromises reaching a tipping point. This narrative pattern serves as a warning for anyone working in a large organization. Institutional drift is often silent, and by the time you notice it, you may already be deep within it. Viewpoint 5, Meta's injunction ignited global attention. After the book's 2025 publication, Meta took the unusual step of seeking an arbitration injunction to prevent Wynne Williams from publicly promoting it. The strategy backfired, the injunction itself became the biggest news, triggering global media coverage. This culminated at the 2026 Hay Festival, where Wynne Williams was told she could not publicly discuss her own book, and her hostage-style silence became a cultural event of the year. This Streisand effect perfectly confirmed the book's core theme: when power attempts to suppress truth, it often achieves the opposite. Meta's injunction not only failed to stop the book's spread but made more people ask, what is a trillion-dollar company so afraid of? Practical significance. First, for those working in large tech companies, this book is a mirror. It reminds us that institutional drift often happens unnoticed, with each small compromise accumulating. When you find yourself uncomfortable with company decisions yet choosing silence, you may already be on the slippery slope from idealism to complicity. Staying clear-eyed matters more than staying loyal. Second, for managers, Sandberg's performance bubble is a profound lesson. When a leader's words and actions systematically diverge, preaching one thing on stage while practicing another offstage, organizational culture rapidly corrodes. True leadership is not performance but consistency. Employees do not listen to what you say, they watch what you do. Third, for anyone concerned with tech governance, the book reveals the systemic dangers of a growth above all culture. When a company simultaneously possesses billions of users, enormous economic power, and weakened internal checks, carelessness ceases to be a personal problem and becomes a societal one. Power needs constraints, ideals need institutional safeguards, or they will eventually be consumed by themselves. Summary: Careless People is more than a corporate exposé, it is a wake-up call. Borrowing the Gatsby metaphor, it reminds us that wealth, status, and success stripped of moral foundations are worthless. Wynne Williams's journey from idealism to complicity to rupture tells not just one person's story but a fable for an era about how power corrupts ideals, how carelessness becomes the norm, and about the cost and necessity of speaking truth.